There's two shiurim, mitzvah Hashem, on the subject of how to deal with those who produce chayrus. Probably, I'm going to get the carriages today, and everybody wants to know what to do with their peels and the apples. But we'll see. We'll take it slow. We'll see how far we get. Actually, okay. Produce of Shvius. I mean, the word Peres Shvius is used. It means produce of Shvius. Peres could be fruits, it could be vegetables, it could be kidneys, it could be the five grains. If we talk about Peres, we talk about produce. The produce of Shvius is Kadosh. And we don't get much chance nowadays to eat things that are Kadosh. Certainly, Kohanim don't eat Trum or Chala, Purim. We don't even eat kachim, we don't even eat Maisa Shani. So it's a, if you want to deal with the produce of with that which has kedusha, it's really, it could be a very exciting experience to eat food that's kadosh. It could be very inspiring. Now, when you're dealing with, and the word kedusha is used constantly, I mean, that's what shvius is, it's kedusha shvius. Now, there's four things, the four basic dinim of kedusha shvius is that there's a chiyuv hefker, that's if you're the ostensible owner, so you have to make it hefker. You only have to do that the things which have kedusha shvius on it. Right? The iser zuria, for example, the iser harisha, and the Isser Zeria is even for things that don't have Kedusha Shvius. Let's say you have flowers, we'll be maybe talking about flowers that don't have Kedusha Shvius. Or anything. Grass might have Kedusha Shvius if it's animal food. But if you have things that don't have any Kedusha Shvius, because it's not even animal food, but you're not allowed to plant it, the Isser Zeria is the Isser Zeria. That's Meshav Sechorin, Shabbos Lashem. That has nothing to do with the Peres, that's the Oretz. But when you talk about the Peres, you don't have to be mafkir. Let's assume for a moment grass is not Michael Behema, or you have thorns or bushes, that's not Michael Behema either. Or you hold, it if there's no Behemoths around, so you have to treat the whole Michael Behema thing differently. But Akoponim, there's no Chiyuv Hefker. The Chiyuv Hefker is for produce with Kedusha Shvius. That's a Chiyuv Hefker. There's an Ifser to destroy it, to ruin it, to spoil it. Okay. Included in that is to even eat it and consume it in the normal way. That it's normally, if you eat it in an abnormal way, it's considered destruction. Okay? That's going to be an important yisod. You might know from Hilchos Brachos, and if you don't, you should go to Rabbi Lernashir, that if you eat something in a not more normal way, it affects the bracha that you make on it. You might make a shakol instead of adoma, or instead of oetz. So eating something in a not normal way is like you're not really utilizing the pri in the full way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant it to be used. And therefore, it's a destruction of sorts, or a waste/destruction. So there's an Issa Hefzid, which includes, you can't spoil it, you can't ruin it, you can't make it become rotten, you can't throw it on the floor and make it inedible, and you can't even eat it in an abnormal way, or cook it if it's not the derech to be cooked, or eat it raw if it's not the derech to eat it raw. Well, we're learning obviously more in detail. I just want to show you that the inyan of Hefzid is rather expansive. It's not limited to making it ruined and spoiled. There's an issa schora, now let it do business with it, which gets you into the problem when it's sold in stores or distributed from stores or whatever. So there's an issa schora, right? Okay, and there's a chiyuv biur, which means at a certain point in time you have to, we paskin, you have to make it hefker, and then you could take it, you could even take it back again. This is not nogeya till next year, meaning the eighth year, the year after the Shemitah cycle. It really won't be nogeya anymore. Until then. Basically, it's not nogeya till then. There's an issa sviche, though, but the rabbanon now we're talking. This is the oraisa. The four things I mentioned are the oraisa. And again, it's try to remember, it's like, it's a function of the kedusha. Even the hefker, it's not so clear to me. I mean, if you learn shviyas be'iyun, it's an area to delve into, whether the hefker is a function of the kedusha or not. Because it says it's not yours, it's for the whole world, it's for Bahamas, it's for Chayas, it's for everybody has to share equally. Whether that's a function of Kedusha is Gadda Lamdisha thought that if you would learn Shviyas Be'iyun, if you finish with Abilurna's Bracha Shia, you can come to the Yerushalmi Shviyas Shia, where we delve into these things. And then there's the Isser, but these things are a function of Kedusha. That's what you should try to remember. It's not just an issur like baltashkes. Say baltashkes is always an issur. It's not a function of the kedusha of food. I mean, you know, in a very esoteric sense, you can call it the kedusha of the universe. But you know, there's no real kedusha. There's no kedusha. Here, these things are a function of kedusha. Okay. But the rabbanon does an issur svichen on some things, mostly vegetables. We'll call it vegetables. A kidney is really in tvua, grains. Kidneys, beans, legumes, and yirakos have a problem of svichin, which means if they, the rabbanon, this is midrabbanon, things that you always have to plant, as opposed to trees, where there's no issur svichin. So rabbanon were afraid that people will say, oh, it grew by itself, it's svichin, it grew from the leftover seeds, it grew from stalks that were left in the field, and really they'll surreptitiously plant things. So the Chazal made an issa svichin. Now that they eat it, it's a shaylan d'achroinim if there's also issa hanoa on svichin, but there's certainly an issa achila, and this basically governs all vegetables and grains and legumes. It does not cover fruit, and we'll see other exceptions that there is. But so for example, I'm jumping ahead. I'm not so masudra, I apologize for that. But we'll see later a shayla if you're allowed to eat from, let's say someone works a field, be'isser, right? Let's say you go into a store, right? you buy stuff in Shvias without a hechsher. So you say, well, what's the worst thing that could be? So it's shamur, it's not hefker, it's shamur v'neva. Those are the two words, you should know what they mean. Shamur means it wasn't made hefker. Neva means it's a product of forbidden work in the field. It was planted. It was niktsar not properly, it was pruned, niktsar v'neva. So in Yushalayim, it seems, mikra then perhaps it's mutter, according to some Rishonim it's usur, according to most Rishonim it's not usur, but minig Yushalayim is to treat it as a macholos asur, to treat it as usur. So maybe there's mokum to be mekel, b'shas ha'dechak, v'chulu. But that's when there's no problem of svichin. That's what I'm driving at. That's in things where there's no issur svichin, but there still might be a problem of shomer on fruit. There's no issur svichin because you're not going to get any fruit this year if you plant a tree. So Rabbanan didn't ask svichin by fruit. So there's no problem of svichin, but there's a problem of shomer v'nevad. So if you go into a store, when fruit starts having kedusha shvias, let's say in Pesach time, you might start having fruit with kedusha shvias in it. We'll see why in a moment. Why only Pesach? So there will be a problem of shomer v'nevat, which is only, we'll call it minig Yerushalayim, minig other cities to aser it. But no problem with svichin. So maybe you can be mekel, but svichin you can't be mekel. If something grows by itself, Chazal aser it. Certainly, if someone grew it, the iser, certainly nichlal in the iser svichin. So svichin is an issur drabbanon that exists on shviyas, on most things that you plant every year, okay. And there's also an issur to take peir shviyas to chutz la'aretz. We won't talk about it. Just to round out the number of yisurin that there are, how do they export the sroyim? That's a discussion in itself. That's not for today. Now, when you talk about peiros with kedusha shviyas potentially. So first of all, it could be food, certainly food, animal food, people food, really anything flowers. This is primarily what's Negeya us. Other things also which are commonly used by people, and Hanosanu Biurin Shaveh, it's called, are also would have Kedusha Shvias, but on a practical level, you're talking about food and also flowers that are grown for their scent. They have a strong scent and they're grown for their scent. So Shaila and Yerushalmi, and with Machmer, the Yerushalmi might be Peshit, it's not so clear, depends how you learn Yerushalmi. So it has Kedusha Shvias. So it's, if it has a strong scent, but it's not grown for its scent, I'm not so acquainted with flowers to know. If it has a nice smell, a good nice smell, but it's grown mostly for its beauty, not for its smell, it's a shailun de'achron, and if it has kedusha shvias or not. But certainly flowers that are grown for its beauty do not have kedusha shvias. So you have tzimchei reyach, it's called, have kedusha shvias, if they meet the other criteria. Now we're just talking potentially what could have kedusha shvias. So tzimchei reyach, but not noi, not pirchei noi, not things that are, you know, like I say, you want to know about grass, you would say, well, wait a second, maybe it's Michael Behema, but people don't grow it for Michael Behema, so maybe it's just grass. It doesn't have kedusha shvias, probably. Okay. Now, what determines if something has kedusha shvias or not? Meaning, what it has to be a shvias produce. Has to be Shvias produce. So, by Yerokos, it's the Lakita. I think we're all familiar with that. By Yerokos, it doesn't depend when it grew, it depends when you pick it. According to some, it's when it completely finished growing and it's not getting any sustenance and any nutrition from the ground anymore, even if you happen not to have picked it yet, that could be a Chumra in a year from now. When you have seven going into eight, and you have things that are finished growing, so they might have Kedusha Shvias, even if they're picked next year after Rosh Hashanah, in the eighth year. But that would be a Chumrah. Okay, so by Yerokos, it's Lakita. By Tvua and Kitnis, by Tvua and Kitnis, and Zaysim Va'anovim. This is, and Zaysim Va'anovim. Zaysim Va'anovim, it's not like other fruit. Zaysim Va'anovim and Tvua and Kitnis is a third of its growth. Shlish Gidulam, it's called. If it's Shlish Gidulam, and Shlish Gidulam and Shvias, it has Kedusha Shvias. It's a Shvias tree. By Yerokos Lakita in the seventh year, something that's going to be picked on this year's Som Gedalia, let's say, which is Sunday, right? Sunday, the 4th of Tishrei, tomato that's picked then, it's going to have Kedusha Shvias because it's picked in Shemitah, even if the total growth, certainly with Machmer, that even if the whole growth was in the sixth year, but if the Lakita was in the seventh year, was certainly Machmer, and assume it has Kedusha Shvias. So by Yerokos it's Lakita, by Tvua and Kidneyus, and Zaysim Va'anovim, it's a third of its growth, and by Perasa Elin it's Chanota. Chanota, I used to think that most Rishonim held when that little ball appears, when the flower falls off, that's Chanota. And the Rambam Shita is that Chanota is a third of its growth. So I used to think it was just a Shitas Yachid. Then I was sitting in the Eitz HaAretz, and they were having a discussion about about different strains of tapuzim, different kinds of oranges in the orange family. So they said that they're going to reach a third of their growth after Rosh Hashanah. There's a whole bunch of fruit, they said, that's going to... So according, if you hold Chanota is the flowering, we'll call it. So the flowering took place in the 60th. If you have the Rambam Shita, so then it's going to have Kedusha Shvias. And quite a few pears, I think they said, what's the word for species? They were talking Hebrew the whole time. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, the different zonim of tapuzin reach a third of, and certainly avocado? No. Avocado, I think they said, reaches a third of its growth after Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to hit the marketplace. And it's going to have Kedusha Shvias. So the question came up in the Bezdin of Otsa Horetz, probably another book they did too, I'm sure, whether you have to be Choshish for the Rambam Shita. So and I was surprised. I mean, I thought Rambam should do the Shitas Yachid, but then it was a Dover Pasha that you have to be Chayshish for it. And a lot of Rishonim hold that way. And that means the Chanota of the, in other words, that Chanota means a third of its growth. And that means there's going to be a bunch of fruit, I don't know, a lot, but there's going to be a number of fruit that's going to have Kedusha Shvius right away in the beginning of the year, meaning, I don't know, Hanukkah time.
Or,
what?
It reaches a third by Rosh Hashanah. So
it, after Rosh Hashanah. It reaches a third, yeah. Okay.
What?
Wait. That's, I'm getting to that. Which means that you don't go with Tu B'Shvat. It's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, even for fruit. It's all learned out from Sukkim. It's all, there is a Chumrah, again, when you go from year 7 to year 8, there is a Shitos that are Machmer, and extend Shemitah to Tu B'Shvat of year 8. That's where it becomes Nogeya. That's a Chumrah. But the Pashtus is that it goes from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so you have Chanota by Peiros Ha'ilim, which Pashtus means either the flowering or the third of its growth. And it, so that's what determines what year fruit that is. Tvua Kidneyas Zeisim Banovim is a third of its growth, and Yerokas is Lakita. Esrog is a famous Shaila. Possibly you go Bosa Lakita, because it might be like Yerek, because it has a certain characteristic that's like Yerek. And therefore, the Esrogim, it would be a Chumrah. It's not clear how we paskin, but Pashtus, you go Bosa Chanota by Esrog 2, that's the Maskana. We Choshesh that perhaps Lakita 2. So that's a problem now. That's why the Esrogim will be picked before Rosh Hashanah this year now. The Esrogim will be picked before Rosh Hashanah to avoid Kedusha Shvius and the Esrogim.
I said they always are picked before Rosh Hashanah.
Only when they're for export.
Only when they're what?
I don't know. I spoke to Esrog growers. No, they pick them after Rosh Hashanah, usually.
Everyone
is
selling Esrogim on the
street.
At the bottom over there.
Akash Vamaisa. This year they will all be picked before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's all.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big problem going according to Rosh Hashanah instead of Tu B'Shvat, because you could have a tree with a lot of fruits that, like, one day they're below a third, one day they're more than a third. I mean, I've got a lemon tree.
You should assume Chanot is the flower.
I have a lemon tree like some of them are this and some of them are that.
A lemon tree is complicated.
Even an apple tree has got some a little bit this, a little bit that. Maybe they're all past the Chanot, but it's like it's very borderline, some fruits.
Okay.
That's why it's big Jewish fight, because it's not all like this.
I don't make the rules.
I hear, but it's going to be,
So, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you now have another thing to do Erev Rosh
Hashanah. You could have a tree where some of the fruits are Kedusha Shvius and some of them don't. On the same tree at the same time.
Yeah.
And you don't know which is which unless you're at there at Rosh Hashanah marking them up. Every single fruit.
If that's the tag. See us? You're talking about now the little bloom that appears. There's fruit now that are flowering around Rosh Hashanah time?
Lemon tree. Okay. Lemon's a problem, right?
Well, a lemon tree might be like an esrog, but the Achronim say not to worry about it. Not to be choshesh basal lakita by a lemon. Or by citrus fruits, they say you can go basal chanota. Don't worry about the lakita. By other citrus fruits, not an esrog. Okay, now. Pears that grow in the field of a goy, so that's Beis Yosef holds that it does not have Kedusha Shvius, and that's Minhag Yerushalayim, and the Haredis goes with that, and therefore, it really could be up to the individual. But the Haredis' official stance is Minhag Yerushalayim, which is to go do it to Beis Yosef. So they buy from Goyim, basically, whether it's Peiros or Yerokos that are picked, Yerokos that are picked the seventh year, Peiros that the Chanota was the seventh year. So they buy basically from Goyim. They feel Goyim doesn't want to have to bother. They'll make distributions of Peiros that grew in orchards of Yidden. They'll make Oitzah Besdin setups. This will be like after Pesach of the coming year. You'll be having payrolls that just grew in the fields of Yidden, and they'll be distributing it. I hopefully will see how to deal with payrolls of Kedusha Shvius from the seller's point of view. what you do. But al kaponim, but yirakos, they don't bother. How do you get yirakos, you'll ask. We'll get to that in a moment. Al kaponim, the Eid HaRedus' official stance is minig Yerushalayim, and therefore, when they get from Goyim, from Arabs, they treat it, their official position is no Kedusha Shvius. This makes Hashgacha very hard. It's really a very hard Hashgacha because it belonged to the Goy. And the Goyim make a lot of money in Shemitah based on this. And they forge documents, and the Hashgichim really have to be on their toes to make sure, A, that the stuff really grew on the fields of Goyim, and B, that the field really belongs to Goyim. I mean, everything's there. Forged documents, the whole works, you know, getting play, making a fake owner. It's the Mashgichim really have to be on their toes. Sometimes they have to, you know, they have to sleep in the field overnight if they want to do a proper job. They're talking this year. This is what I read. I don't know how true it is. I don't know about Monash satellite, like
spy satellite,
like looking down from the space to see what's going on in the fields. That's what they're talking about, because it's really hot, and that's where they get their stuff from.
Is there mass
What?
They advance the fear in order to avoid the Ramadans.
By the Rabbanut there is.
Why not by the Edomites when they sell all the fields,
Because that would be a problem of... That would get you into the problems that the Chazon Ish pointed out with the Mechira. No, it doesn't get you into all the problems. There's a Heta Mechira Kloli that the Rabbanus does. Heta Mechira certainly assumes that pears that grow in the field of a Goy does not have Kedusha Shvius, right? And the field of a Goy doesn't have any Dine Shvius. That's why they work the fields and they do everything normally with the Heta Mechira. Now the Heta Mechira used to be Heta Mechira Kloli. As the years go on, it's not so clear. There were court cases about it, whether it's really sold or it's just a religious ceremony, if it's true or not. I think the Oslo agreement was in a Shemitah year, right? So the Shiloh was how the Yidden can give away the land to the Arabs. It didn't belong to the Yidden. How can they give it away? It belonged to some Arab. How could they give it away? So I think the Supreme Court paskin that it's all a joke. It's just a religious ceremony. Of course it belongs to the Yidden. So that's a problem. So even the Rabbanut started looking into what they call Heta Mechira Prati. When Oitzah Haaretz is going to have Heta Mechira stuff at the end of the year, it's going to be private, like people to people it's going to be. It's not going to be a massive, you know, star and you sign your name. It's going to be individual, like real Mechiras. But okay, we're not getting into that. So that's the Minig Yerushalayim. And that's the Eid HaRedus is, and then probably in Efrat, I don't know. What the Chazon Ish and the Mabit, really. The Mabit argued very strongly with the Chazon Ish. The Mabit says certainly it has to be Kedusha Shvius. What? The Mabit argued with the Beis Yosef. And didn't start with the Chazon Ish. I mean, the Mabit. I said Chazon Ish and I corrected myself. The Mabit argued with the Beis Yosef. The Chazon Ish turned around, really, made a mapecha, and he said, you have to paskin like that, and you have to treat it with Kedusha Shvius. And in Yerushalayim, it's making inroads, certainly sociologically, right? Nobody wants to be less frum than the other guy. So it's making its inroads, and I'm not sure how much longer Minig Yerushalayim is going to stay Minig Yerushalayim. Let's say how many years.
In the meantime,
is it going to be Minig Yerushalayim? Is it going to be Minig Yeshiva guys? And Minig Chazanish wannabes.
But in the meantime, Ana Hashkochas in Bnei Brak, why stop it? But that's Eid HaRedus. You don't know anymore if it's. You should treat it as Kedusha Shvius.
Yeah. I know there are people in Yerushalayim, many people in Yerushalayim that I know, my neighbor, for example, in Sorotskin, they treat the briskers that eat, let's say they go into the store and they buy Eid HaRedus stuff. They personally will treat it with Kedusha Shvius. The problem is, then there's a problem, how do they pay the guy? In other words, how do you view the guy? That the storekeeper's doing schorot. Are you being machjil, the the storekeeper, the store, because he's not just taking money for expenses. He's taking money. He's doing schorah with it. He's making a profit. So, but he's being soimach on neidah haredus. So that the place can say that's not a problem. It's not a problem. He's being soimach on neidah haredus. He's allowed to be soimach on neidah haredus. So you could certainly, right? You can certainly, you're not machshelim. The problem though becomes, and you're not doing schorah because you're buying food to eat. You buy a little amount of food, a week at a time, tops, you know, that's not a problem of schorah. You're not doing schorah, you're buying small amounts, you're buying to eat. So you're not doing schorah with it. You get to your kitchen, you'll treat it with kedusha shvias. The main problem is really that you're giving him over money. You're giving him money, so from your perspective, you're giving him money with kedusha shvias, that now gets kedusha shvias, because that's the din of money on shvias, and he's not going to treat it with kedusha shvias. So, it's not called your machshel him with schorah because he's been soimach on the haredus. But for you to give him kedusha shvias money, you're not treating kedusha shvias money properly. If you're giving it to a person that's not going to treat it with kedusha shvias, and you hold it as kedusha shvias, and it's also a problem of the change. If you take change from him, and other people gave him money, and that also now you're getting money with kedusha shvias. So the eitzah is that. Someone was talking about who in this country pays cash anyway when they buy something. So you just have to never make sure that you pay with a check or credit card.
But see, in general, how could you ever buy something with any vegetable product with hashkocha edecharedah? And you have 2 through 6, also.
What?
In other words, anything with hashkocha edecharedah, if they bought it, if it's from Shemitah year.
Yeah, and they bought it from Dayan. Yeah.
So you get home. I live in Bnei Brak. I think it has kedusha shvias.
Yes, so you'll treat it with kedusha shvias.
So anytime I buy a canned vegetable that has an eider chareda, that has a badat eider chareda, I have to worry
right now.
The code.
It's not 7 year old.
Here too.
You learn the code. Like
no, but no,
you learn the code of the camp.
I don't know. Land in Bnei Brak. It's kedusha for this.
Yeah, the eighth year. Yes. Absolutely they are.
Any canned vegetables.
The eighth year into the ninth year, you read the code like they do in America. People are Makbun al-Khadish learn how to read codes very quickly. Well, they're all standing in secret.
You'll say your whole nofri on it.
What?
You'll say your whole nofri on it. On the
camp. It does?
Yeah. Ada Kareda?
That's
definitely.
I think
they just
pickles and
olives.
I'll
say your
whole
nofri.
Okay. Okay, so you have this issue. If you have a guest, if you're not, well, you really have to make a decision. You can ask your local rep. Hey, that's me. Yes. I don't know about Beis Shemesh. You have to make a decision. If you're going to buy by Aleph, stuff, it's going to have Eidah Haredus Ether. You're going to buy it from Ephrati. Now, they will be getting stuff from Chutz La'aretz, some stuff. They will be getting stuff from the south, let's say, of the 30th parallel or wherever they decide that the southern border is. And they will have to mark it off because they know people are machmir. Obviously, there's no chumrah if you get stuff from Chutz La'aretz, and there's no chumrah if you're below the 30th parallel. Well, you do have to be machmir. You have to go down to the 29th. If you're machmir on the 30th parallel, you have to be machmir on the 29th parallel. You have to go down to the 29th parallel.
They're going to distinguish?
Yeah, between Nochri and Chutz La'aretz, for sure. They know They know there's plenty of people that want to be makran on kedusha shvias, like the Chazon Ish from the Achri stuff. They're going to say where it's from.
They're going to be makran and everything.
This I can tell you be a deal.
Perfect.
Everybody is playing their cards very close to their chest. Though, no one's saying where the stuff's coming from. No one's talking yet. Everyone's like, really? I noticed. Everyone's being very cool and not saying where they're going to get stuff from come the beginning of the year. Is this going to be Chutz La'aretz or where they're going to get tomatoes from? Or where they're going to get this? Everybody's being very tight-lipped. Like,
I don't have to lose sleep on it.
What?
Losing sleep wondering where everybody's going to get it.
Everybody's running around signing up farmers. So I'm going on a trip this Tuesday. I'm touring the whole Eretz Yisrael from the Golan down to the Arava. I'm going on a tour with Otzel Eretz. We're taking a tour of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So we talked about the Issa Svichin. Now the Issa Svichin is only by stuff which has Kedusha Shvias. But Pashtus, there is a Chumrah. A I'll say something. Yeah, come on. But basically, we can assume that there's only an issa svichin on stuff of that kedusha shvius. So what you're having, let's say, an oitzah haaretz though. This is what you're having an oitzah haaretz with vegetables. The Chazon Ish paskin like the Rashi Shita. How can you avoid svichin? So it's also a difference. For tefuah and kidney is to escape svichin, it has to grow a third in the sixth year. Tefuah and kidney is have to grow a third in the sixth year to avoid the issa svichin. That's according to everybody. Fruit doesn't have an issa svichin. Yerokos, so the Chazon Ish paskin maisa akula, like the Rosh Hashanah, that it just has to start growing the sixth year. I actually was in Sawyer with a Shiloh today about potatoes. Because is it potatoes kidneys? I mean, not like I'll be Pesach, but it's really kidneys. And I was there last week, they were talking about potatoes that are starting to grow now, but if it's kidneys, it has to reach a third of its growth. So I'll have to ask them about it. I thought of it today when I was preparing for the shear. The potatoes are really kidneys.
What makes the kidneys?
Agriculturally, no, chemically, whatever you want, genetically, it's. Why is it kidney? It's really important.
I think they're underground.
It's not kidney. It's not
You eat the zera. You eat the zera. When you eat the zera, that's kidney.
Radishes, onions, they all grow underground.
No, carrots.
He said underground, not me. When you eat the zera, that's kidney. Kidney is when you eat the zera. Okay, so I thought of that today. So they'll say if potatoes would be kidneys, you'd be in trouble basically. That's what they'll answer me. I don't know. The Chayei Adam holds potatoes is kidneys on Pesach. Okay, so what is Oitzah Aretz doing also now with Yerokos? One of the things, they're also not talking because they're having the hot houses, Matzah Merutak, which is not going to have Kedusha Shvias, but it's not growing in the ground. It's growing in a bias and an otzit she'enu nokuv, and they're relying that it's 100% of, actually they're not. And with Rebbe Yashiv's chumra that they should sell it to a guy, so like that's no kedusha shvius. And if you go to the store, they're also not talking where it'll be from. I have a feeling they don't know. I have this feeling that no one really knows how it's going to work yet. So they're going to have Matzah Merutak without Kedusha Shvias. They have a much more northern, southern border to Eretz Yisrael, halachically. So that's also not going to have Kedusha Shvias. And here again, if you have guests, this could be a problem. If you have guests that want to be Machmir, like the Eliashiv's southern border, so you're going to have stuff that could either be even the Issa Svichim to that. Forget about, it could be Svichim. Forgetting about Kedusha Shvias, it could even have the Issa Svichim. So it is a problem. It is something you have to take into account. And the third way is stuff that's being planted now in the fields. And there's a heck of a lot of stuff being planted now in the field. They talked about it. Like massive amount of stuff. They're going with the Chazon Ish's psak that if it starts growing, if it breaks the ground in Shishis, that's enough to take away the Issa Svichin. It's going to be picked in the seventh year. There's going to be a lot of vegetables with Kedusha Shvias. You're going to hit the ground running, L'chayra, you know, if it's from Matzah Menutak, not. If it's from the south, not. But if it's from the stuff that started growing the sixth year, then yes, it will have Kedusha Shvias, and you'll have to start dealing with Kedusha Shvias that first week. Which is the case if you buy Bedatz also, and you want to be Machmir like the Chazon Ish. So you'll also have to start dealing with Kedusha Shvias right away that first week, when they start the deliveries. I think the Bedatz on Sunday never lets... I think every Sunday they don't let the Arkonim do stuff. They don't let them be Meshavek stuff. I don't know, the guy in my, I don't, by my house, like Sunday is closed. Like he can't get in stuff, something. They're always afraid of Shabbos. So Sunday there won't be stuff. But Monday you'll start already.
But that's not like the Rash?
They don't have to deal with it because they're buying from a guy. On a guy's field there's no Issa Svichin. On a goy's field, there's no Issa Svichin, and they take the position there's no Kedusha Shvias, so they don't have to deal with that issue.
The Yerokos is after the Lakita.
Yerokos will go following the Lakita. So
if anything, that will be picked in the beginning.
After Rosh Hashanah.
After Rosh Hashanah is automatically Svichin.
No, it's automatically Kedusha Shvius. It won't be Svichin if it started. That's what the Chazon Ish came along the Pasuk like the Rash, that by Yerakos you avoided the problem of Svichin, which are Asar, period, if it started growing the sixth year. Even though the Kedusha and the what year crop it is determined by the Lakita, but you escape the Issa Svichin if it just broke the ground. If it just broke the ground,
so you have
rockets,
which you have to do.
So you have potatoes. You have all—I don't know—broke the ground. You have all these nicker. It's growing already. That breaking the ground maybe doesn't apply by potatoes, but whatever it is, there's massive amounts that have been planted these last 2-3 weeks. Because all you need is it should be nicker that it's growing to avoid sleeching. It's picked the sixth year. It's going to have to do shishlius.
Pick the seventh.
Pick the seventh year. It's going to have to do shvius.
And each fruit has to break the ground. Each vegetable has to break the ground. Each individual vegetable.
I don't know. But now that I'm thinking back, as I was learning in the Svarim, it's not much like that. Much where you go with the foliage of the field.
But after a month, it would end up being Svichin Svichin across the board.
After the month, you have to have a good heksher. That's why it needs a heksher. You need a heksher of fruits and vegetables, shvius, not just to forget fruits and mices. You need a heksher to make sure it's not Svichin, and to make sure it's not Shomer V'Nevat. You need a good heksher. What's the source of these vegetables? Where are these vegetables coming from? We'll see.
How are vegetables not Svichin?
Again, if it started growing the sixth,
yeah,
or if it's from the Arava south, or it's in the hot houses, it's not even. It doesn't even have to do shvius, and certainly it's not. And this is Svichin. It's not growing in Eretz Yisrael. It's not growing in the ground.
So they have no condition shvius. Are they Torah them?
What?
You have to take shumas and maizes.
From what?
Not from the hot houses.
No.
They never do.
So after a month, there won't be any svichim on your rakos.
I give you a number to call in Oitz Oretz. You talk to their agricultural experts. If they'll tell you, I can't answer those questions. I don't know. But it's supposed to be clearly marked. I mean, Gild Zol is their outlet here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And Eretz Kendal, Kendal's Teva. What does Kendal's Teva sell of it?
They
sell fruits and vegetables?
It's a health food store.
Organic stuff. Yeah, we're going to get to organic stuff. If health nuts eat something raw and normal people cook it, what's the deal? So the Poskim say the health nuts cannot eat it raw and shvius. Mm-hmm. It's called refuah. It's called refuah, and refuah is not a use on shvius for food. It's not shovel lechol nefesh. One of the dinim of Shemitah, I saw that psak, that what do they eat raw? The health nuts.
Carrot
juice, that's the big societal mapecha. Carrot juice became both. Okay, let's start. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week we'll talk about actually what you do in your kitchen with your potatoes and what you think. Any other questions about, let's talk about Oitz Haaretz. So I'm going on a tour next Tuesday. Really, I should take someone with me to make a video. We're going from the Golan down to the Arava. They're taking us all around. I have the suspicion they don't really have all that many fields. I have this suspicion. But I can recover it one day. I don't know, we'll see.
One day?
I don't know. But they said we're going to be going like the whole. They're taking us around Tuesday to all their. Whoever they said to where they signed contracts with. So, any questions? So, Itzaros is going to work with those three things. And even the Badats, it's going to have fruit after Pesach. They're going to deal with fruit. There's fruit that's growing in Mela. So it has to have a heksher, because you have to make sure it's not nevad. You can't buy fruit shmita. It's not you can't just buy fruit shmita without a heksher. It might be shomor v'ne'evad, and you have to treat it as machalos asuros.
And is the Rabbanut doing the oats are based on all the fruits?
The Rabbanut.
If
you believe what you read in the papers, so this I can tell you, the Rabbanut came to Eretz Haaretz. A little inside stuff here. The Rabbanut came to Eretz Haaretz and they wanted to hook up with them. They said, we'll join you and we'll do. They have some new way of making that to Mechira now that they think will be good. That they'll send it like a decal of peyrosim, they'll sell it. And they have like, oh, have this like this new way of making Heter Mechira. So they say, let's get together, we'll be one big Beis Din, and there'll be, you guys will stick with what you're doing, and that'll be called Mahadrin, and we'll be the non-Mahadrin, there'll be like Glat Rabbanut, and you'll be the Glat Rabbanut. And they made a whole presentation for around 45 minutes. Someone came and spoke very eloquently about you saving people from the Isser, you know, the whole spiel. But they're getting a lot of heat, because they're getting heat, apparently, because of Eliashiv, this Metzger, you know, they were put in to help minimize Heter Mechira, and they're not minimizing Heter Mechira. No, so they're in trouble. So, kids are in it. I was sitting there, I said, can I vote?
My question is, if something says that it's got, if fruit says that it's oats are based in,
that means it nothing. It's a generic
it's
term.
Nebot or Shomor Nebot.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Wait, you're talking about from a reputable Beis Din.
No, if it comes from a reputable Beis Din, you assume well, it's also not Shomor Nebot.
Oats are Beis Din is a Heksher that says that it has to do Shishvias. I mean, it should mean that. Oats are Beis Din is a system to avoid Schora. That's all. It's a system to avoid tzar. Presumably it's a hefsher that they didn't do avodos asuros, so it's not shomor v'nevat, and they're being paid only for expenses. In other words, the stuff from oitzah ha'aretz that's going to have kedusha shviyas, there's an issa schayra. They have a very complicated system based on the statistics, what expenses are. You know, they're paying for expenses. And they're not paying for the fruit. The Eitz HaBezdin is a distribution system. It's a distribution system of payers that are essentially hefker.
If the Rabbanut did this Eitz HaBezdin thing, you'd also be relying on the fact that their farmers kept appropriate guidelines.
Yeah, they have Chiloni farmers. The Chiloni farmers didn't start planting in Shishas to avoid the Issa Svichim. They're going to do Avodas Asuros. The reason they have to make a half, the reason they do have the Mechira is because these guys, they don't keep Shemitah. They treat Shemitah like they do every year. So they say, let's at least do have the Mechira and not flood the market with payers asuras. That's their perspective. The question is if there's any validity to have the Mechira. So anyway, that's why it's rejected, the idea. After the guy walked out of the room, though. And they have much too much invested to be tainted with the Rabbanut people, even though it's the same island. Like they feel very uncomfortable. It's their, you know, it's their people, really. You know, it's their buddies, but they decided to do this. And they invested a lot of money in this and a lot of goyichas, and they made a lot of enemies because, you know, it's like they're against the Heter Mechira. And therefore, they make a point of saying they're not against the Heter Mechira. Ideologically, and that's why at the end of the year they're going to do Heter Mechira. They say so very openly. All the stuff's going to run out. Come Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, it's all going to run out. And you're going to have a choice between Heter Mechira and Chutz La'aretz. That's what they say. Do they really know they can get stuff from Chutz La'aretz? They didn't sign contracts yet with Turkey and Spain. They didn't sign anything yet.
Why is it going to run out?
Because it will. That's what they say. These three sources will run out at the last fourth of the year. That's what they told me. It's going to run out. They say in all their advertisements, it's going to run out. Okay. Next week we'll learn about what to do with your carriers. Tuesday night. I don't know. I'll find